Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie, and today was the last day of Chad's preliminary hearing. So, pre-warning, my oldest daughter is gone, and so if my youngest daughter comes in here, she's just going to have to interrupt us, and that's just the way it is. So, deal with it. Okay, anywho, first off, for the people who don't follow me on Facebook, we'll go through the whole thing of what happened today. And so what happened this morning, I took notes throughout the whole day. And so I did note here that our judge looks awfully sleepy and he looks very tired, like he needs a nap. So Mr. Pryor started with Mrs. Gibbs again. And he tore her apart. And I don't know. He kept asking her if she had a, what is it called? Auditory disorder. So pretty much he just kept asking her if she was stupid. If she could hear, did she know? Did she understand? And he asked her if she was ever given a deal for lying to the police, because she did lie to the police more than once, and in a big way. I'm sorry, but when you say you have a child who is missing in your custody and you do not have a child that is missing in your custody, that's a big, huge lie. And I guess her autistic son, they did object a couple of times, but I guess her son made a statement too that he also had talked to JJ, but you can't really use that. And it was a good objection. It really was. So he asked her that. He tries to figure out what the conversation, it's been a long day, conversation between Mr. Wood and Melanie was. And she kept saying, nothing. Like, she wouldn't give an answer, because he pretty much was trying to get her to say, I think, like, is he the one who told you not to talk about your religion so much and not to talk about the zombies and all that crazy shit in a roundabout way? And then she says, well, no, they didn't. And that they, she's like, we didn't. And he's like, so you guys, he's like, you guys didn't talk about the weather, ma'am. So that would make me laugh. So, we find out that Alex and Lori are super close, creepy. We didn't even find that out. This is all, we all rehashed this. Everything Melanie said is pretty much just a rehashing of all of her TV interviews. So, her and him start bitching at each other. It was really good. It was really good. They had a good little bitch fest. Alex, like I said, they call him Al. And him and Lori aren't just, like, close. They're fucking creepy close. Like, I'm close with my brother. Okay, he lives in my basement. We chill from time to time. We be close. We are not Alex and Lori close. I don't even know what you would call that. Ain't close. Y'all be closer than close. And no, I don't mean they fucking. I ain't gonna say that. I suspect it. Ain't saying it. Just saying. So the only reason why, and he did do a good job at beating around the bush to this, but the only reason why she did the tape that she did is because she wanted to pretty much just show that her hands were clean of the whole situation and that she really didn't care. I'm not going to say she didn't care, but it was not her objective to make sure that she found out the location of the children. The point of the conversation was to show that she herself did not do anything, her hands were clean and the thing, and that they were lying, and that they asked her to lie, is what she wanted to show. And then we find out that her and Tylee did not have a good relationship at all. I guess neither one of them liked each other, and that she tried to get on JJ's level. JJ really didn't accept her and let her come in, and it is very hard. Believe me, I'm my niece's favorite. It wasn't hard for me to be your favorite, but it's hard for everybody else. And then Melanie keeps backstepping on how close her and Lori are. If you guys remember from the TV interviews, she pretty much says that bitch is my sister. Like, we be close. And then she changes her tune. And that they were all doing a podcast the night of JJ's death. And then they bring in David, Melanie's man. He seems super, super sweet. From what I understand, he's the only one who's known Chad for a long period of freaking time at all. About 5 years. He finally brings up Tammy. And he brings up the fact that Lori said JJ was a zombie. He also confirms, Mr. Pryor also confirms with him that Melanie does not have an auditory disorder. And that he says Alex and JJ seemed really close. Nope, here's your candy, sweetheart. And, like I said, he seems really nice. And then Mr. Rommel, he is Mr. Woods' co-defendant. He is very handsome fella. Very, very handsome. He gets to play, they play a jailhouse phone call recorded on the 9th. And mind you, that's the day they found the children. Okay? The day they found the children. Lori placed a phone call to Chad. And in that phone call, there's a bunch of I love yous. What are they doing? I'm glad you called. Oh, I love you oh so much. And she asks him, well, how are you doing? Are you okay? What can I do for you? She never cares about her kids, not one time. It's all about, oh, well, what? And then she's like, well, can I call you back later? And he, like, pauses for a minute, like, dumbass, they're searching the yard. I'm going to jail. And he's like, oh, try. If I can't answer, I will. And then he tells her, like, that we've talked to the lawyer. And then we have an FBI agent that comes on the stand, and he is amazing. He was in charge of the teams that went, the evidence teams that went in and everything else. He did top notch. He did really, really good. And then they go over the cell phones. They have another, I believe, 3 FBI agents. They go over all the fun, like all the data, pings, all that fun stuff that we already knew that was released. The reason why they say he said that the text message about the raccoon and shooting the raccoon in the fire and all that was because that's the longest text Chad's like literally ever sent to Tammy in like describing his day to day. And he literally starts it off and goes through like every step that was taken to deal with this raccoon. So it's obviously super weird. And so, yeah. And then they final notes were taken. Obviously, I mean, final statements were taken. Mr. Wood pretty much says, obviously, this dude did it. We have enough evidence to show he did it. Then Mr. Pryor says, you don't have enough evidence. I want everything dismissed. I want everything dropped and get out of here scot-free. The judge took about like a 10-15 minute break. He came back on and he said, good luck, Mr. Woods. That's, you win. And Mr. Pryor, no, bro. And then Larry was super, super sweet. He threw his hands up and praised Jesus. Not out loud, but he did when he walked out of the courthouse. That was super nice. And then, so on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, Lori gets her chance. And if anybody thinks what they learned over the last 2 days is going to be crazy, y'all, I don't even think we're prepared to learn what we're going to learn when Lori has her time in court, because I don't know. I'm going to be very interested in Melanie's reaction then, because this is going to be the first time that they're going to be in front of each other, and obviously they're going to play the recording, the phone tape, and all that again for Lori's. And so I'm just... With Chad, she tried to distance herself while looking at Chad. While looking away from Chad. And so I don't know. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think everybody's demeanor and everything is going to be very interesting. I believe her niece will be one of the witnesses next week. I'm like almost 100%. So that's going to be crazy. Because... Sorry, but Melanie's. They're a little off their rocker. I don't like Melanie Gibb mainly because, and everybody asks me, why don't you like her? What has she done to make you not like her? I don't like her because the fact that if your friend tells you that her kid's a zombie and she's done killed everybody else that she claims is a zombie, and you don't see this little boy, but yet you saw him the night before, and then you don't see him, and then you know that, like, Alex took care of it, and Alex is the guy who's killed everybody else, and Alex tells you that you don't want to know what happened. Why the hell did... And then the cops call you, and then Chad calls you and tells you to lie. All that stuff. Like, I understand when, like, Chad called her and everything else that JJ was already deceased. Okay, I understand that. But you just wait, like, a long time, okay? And then you sit there and you say, leading up to these children missing, on the phone, you had phone conversations, and, like, Tylee's in the background, and Lori's like, Tylee's a zombie, and Tylee's like, no, Mom, I'm not. Like, all those things, dude, you could have done something. I'm sorry, but if my friends have a mental breakdown, I'm going to notice. And I definitely am not going to be like, well, for sure, your kids are zombies and everybody else who's zombies have died. It seems legit. Keep them. I don't know. I just don't like her. I just have a really bad feeling about her. And then she sits there and then she says that, like, oh, everything I've learned is because of Lori. And then I listen to the podcast that she puts out, and that's not the way it comes off. It comes off as she is the one who introduces Lori to all this craziness, and then Lori gets close to Chad, and then Melanie is like, okay, you guys have taken it steps further because now we've got portals, now we got all sorts of crazy shit. And I think that Lori just took it a step further, but I fully am confident with believing that Melanie was the one who showed her the life of this craziness. Like, I believe she was LDS before and very religious before, because everybody has already said she's always had, like, a religious thing. So, I don't know. I don't like her. I just simply don't like her. And it's fine that I don't like her. I don't have to like everybody. Not everybody likes me, and I don't fucking cry about it. So, yeah, I don't know. Just don't like her. Sorry that hurts people's feelings, but I just don't like her. And then just another thing is, like, I understand everybody's like, Mr. Pryor's only asking questions like that because he's a dick. And he was a dick. But he wasn't asking questions like that because he's a dick. He's asking questions like that because he is obviously somewhat of a good lawyer. And if you were sitting in Chad's seat, trust and believe you would want all those questions asked too. You wouldn't want him just to sit there and be like, I don't want to seem mean. No, you want your lawyer to be a bulldog. You want them to go and fight for you. You want them to be mean. You want them to question everything. You want them to do what you're paying them to do. I don't know how he's paying him, but he is paying him. And so he was just doing his job. I don't like him. Yes, I believe he was a sexual offender at one point in time. I'm not just saying that. It's in the fucking news. So, like, I get it. Okay, Mr. Pryor, I keep looking at my paper to double check, is a piece of shit as a whole. Okay, as a whole person. But as a lawyer, not too fucking bad. Not too shabby. So, yeah. He has gone to the court, said that he gets to go to district court. And so he will be arraigned in the district court on August 21st. I believe that's publicized, but I'm not 100%. And then, like I said, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is going to be Lori's. And so, like I said, hold on to your asses for that, because it's going to get crazy. But, yeah, you guys, I don't know. We're one step closer to this all being over and done with, but still, at the end of the day, it's just two children were killed for nothing. And I think that's being lost in the fact that these two people are crazy and nuts. And everybody wants to talk about facial expressions and everything else done by, like, Chad and his team and all of that. But, like, really, those faces at that table aren't what bother me. It's the faces that are behind Chad that bother me the most and upset me the most, and the ones that I was watching. Because the grandparents, this isn't about Chad or Lori or anything like that. It's their grandson, who's now dead and been killed in some crazy ass thing. Like, and that's just it. It's a thing. It's because they say it's not preparing a people. They say it's not the LDS church. They say it's just them and like four or five of them together that make this little crazy group that believe all these crazy things. Obviously, that's not true because there's a podcast. There's fucking weekend getaways. There's like, it's obviously bigger, okay? It's not just these little people. And I don't know. Everybody's always like, get them. Why do we even hear what they have to say? Because it matters to those grandparents why. The steps that were taken. Exactly what happened to their grandson. Like, you don't want to just be like, well, of course he did it, we're done. You know? I don't know. People drive me crazy. With stuff like this, when I read the comments and stuff, people just drive me nuts. I can't eat chocolate. No, you can't eat my chocolate. But yeah, so.
Now I can.
Hold on 1 second. But yeah, I guess we'll end this because my daughter is done with me doing it. So, you guys have a great night and. Justice for them, I guess, for Kate and Larry. And hopefully, guys, that's what happens next week. Yeah, hello. And yeah, you guys have a great night, and I'm glad, but I'm sad, because now they know, and knowing I always think is worse, well, not knowing I think is worse, but like when you know, it's no longer a mystery in your head, and that's what I mean, is like, for this whole time when they found out since June, They probably know. Kate and Larry probably know. But like the rest of the world, we didn't know exactly how JJ was found or anything like that. And so, I guess it makes it kind of worse, I guess. I don't know. I'm just really sad about the whole thing today. It's really saddening. I don't understand why it had to be done. But I guess hopefully Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll have more to that, because I really believe this was all her planning, her idea. So I don't know. Chad's a piece of shit. Mr. Pryor is a piece of shit. Lori's a piece of shit. Mr. Wood is awesome. So that's all I got. Mr. Wood rocks. Everybody else sucks. Kate and Larry rule, but next week, the fight continues.